Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad, the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They will help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to see your Capitals on April 7th against Ottawa. That's coming up a little over a week from now, next weekend at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Monumental Sports. Danny, how militant are you about not jaywalking? When no cars are coming, are you cool just walking right across?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are you waiting?
Oh, yeah. I am. Let's go. I don't have time. Let's go. Walking fast.
Sometimes you accuse me of just kind of like doing whatever I want, and this is an area where I do that. If I can get halfway across, I'm doing that. I'll wait, and then I'll keep going. It's a bad habit. I have no problem doing it because I feel like, well, A, I'm just impatient. Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. But also, nothing's timed correctly, it feels like, down here in the Navy Yard.
That's really true.
But I do that all the time. Coming back from lunch today, I was just kind of walking across because no cars were coming, and I thought, I guarantee Danny would give me grief for this. But you're...
Not on that one. Yeah, not on that one. Like, I'm fine. In other words, like, I'm sitting there watching a little red hand. If there are no cars, I'm going. I've spent too many years in cities to waste time on things like that.
That's true. You're such a city guy that in New York, I think that's basically what you have to do.
It's a way of life.
That's the norm.
Seriously. I mean, in downtown D.C., in a number of neighborhoods where I've lived, even not even downtown, living and working in a city long enough, your clock just goes faster. So you walk faster, you get to where you're trying to go, you have no time. If you're a pedestrian, you have no time for nonsense. You have to get to the next place.
I told you going to the break that I wanted to let people know about something food-wise that's going to be both wonderful and terrible. Wonderful because of the taste.
Okay.
Terrible because...
the effect that it has on your body.
Some of us are just meant to never get where we want to go.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to read a headline for you, Danny.
All right.
McDonald's will sell Krispy Kreme donuts at all of its U.S. locations by the end of 2026.
What a partnership. Are you kidding me?
Are they owned by the same person?
I don't know.
I think this is just LeBron teaming up with Kyrie. I mean, this is him and Chris Bosh working the phones here. They're forming a super team.
Luka and the Joker getting together.
If they hit up Kilroy's in Springfield and get their wings at every location, that's the big three right there. What is the plan? McDonald's will sell Krispy Kreme donuts. I want to reiterate something. At all of its U.S. locations by the end of 2026.
I'm going to say this. There was a while where people were trying to ruin McDonald's. The people who were like, everyone has to be healthy all the time. And there's plenty of good that's being done there. We're all trying
How
to be healthy.
You?
Hold on, Phyllis. Like, I know I need to eat more salads and exercise more and do the thing that everyone else does. I'm very aware of it. That's not why I'm going to McDonald's that time. See what I'm saying? Like, I'm not there for the McSalad, for the McWatercress lettuce and a stupid tomato. I'm there for the McDonald's.
Yeah, for the average person, or I won't even say the average person, because that's probably not the case in our society anymore, but the person doing it correctly occasionally goes to McDonald's when they have to because their kids are going from one practice to another. Those of us that are majoring in that, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But there are people that don't. It's like betting. You know, you shouldn't put $10,000 on a game. You shouldn't have $100,000 going at a night. But I should be allowed to put $5 on the Capitals and $10 on Ovi to score a goal because he's playing against a team he torments, right?
So it's warms my little heart. It's refreshing to see McDonald's going, enough of that crap. Let's go the exact opposite direction at light speed. Let's go downhill with rocket skates on. Let's do like those guys at the Winter Olympics where they ski so super fast and then do that really rigid jump and they go really, really far when they're all like, doing the pencil, like they're going off the diving board and they go for hundreds of yards. They're doing that. They're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's, bro.
What's the chance that Danny Huje at some point in the next couple of years goes through the drive-thru?
It's pretty good.
Orders that quarter pounder with cheese and a large fry and says, I'd also like a Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
They're like,
is the light on?
I can't hear you, sir. And you're like, I like a Krispy Kreme. What'd you say, fatty?
Could you speak into the speakers, fatty?
Side of Krispy Kreme, please.
How many? Seven.
Do you know how embarrassing that's going to be, though?
Well, it's going to be even more embarrassing when the secret menu comes out, when there's enough little internet memes where you then make the burger buns out of the Krispy Kreme donuts.
So that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Is how much of a crossover are we getting here? I'm reading from the New York Post. The move marks an exclusive partnership between McDonald's and Krispy Kreme in the U.S. throughout the duration of the agreement. How much a partnership do they want to do?
Like, how partner are you going to get?
What about slicing that Krispy Kreme donut in half with a really sharp knife?
Mm-hmm.
And now I got half of it in my left hand and half of it in my right hand. And I take one of those quarter pounder patties with cheese, put a little ketchup mustard pickle on there. You want onions? You don't? I probably don't. And then I'm going to put that, rather than on a bun, Danny, on the donut. And then I'm going to take the other half of the donut and put it on top. And now I'm going to put it in a box and put it in a bag and hand it out the window to somebody. And they're going to eat a burger that instead of a bun has a Krispy Kreme donut on it.
Now, you divided one Krispy Kreme donut into two.
Oh, don't do this.
Why? What if?
Ooh.
I got a donut base. Now I start topping it with my burger situations, all the different things. Probably going to do the Big Mac, secret sauce, whatever, the whole nine yards. Get your patties. And then another Krispy Kreme donut right on top.
Oh, that's unhealthy.
That's a bridge too far for you?
Do you like that? It's like the guy that's like, I'll take a large quarter pounder with cheese with a French fry.
Can I supersize it?
I'd like to supersize that. I wanted to order a 10 nuggets. Do you guys have chocolate chip cookies today? I'll take a bag of the chocolate chip cookies.
One McFlurry.
Three or one, sir. I'll take three. I'll take two Krispy Kremes. Can you make sure that's a Diet Coke, please?
And a Diet Coke. Have you ever done...
This is really exciting, guys.
By the way, this is a thing. This is the thing. How is anyone thin?
This is the crossover everybody needed. Nobody knew we wanted, but we needed it.
Way to go, McDonald's. And hey, look at Krispy Kreme hustling, by the way. Krispy Kreme. Don't forget about Krispy Kreme in this whole thing.
Yeah,
McDonald's, yeah. They're like, let's embrace who we are, and let's do the right thing here. Let's do right by our customers. Make people happy. But Krispy Kreme getting to work with the Golden Arches, billions and billions served, that's not too bad.
When's the last time you had Krispy Kreme? Because I don't want to besmirch Krispy Kreme. I love a glazed Krispy Kreme donut more than just about anybody. And I take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese pretty frequently, every couple of weeks over there in Alexandria off Route 1. And there's a Krispy Kreme basically across the road.
It's calling you.
So the kids, whenever we're driving by a lot of the time, if we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, they know it doesn't open till 10. I'm getting them out of the house on these days for a reason, normally by 9-something. They know, hey, maybe we can get Dad to stop over there. So those are the only times, really, I go there.
Little Reagan's going, Dad, the light's on. It is, honey.
But I'm such a fan of, exactly. If you say so, twist my arm. I'm such a fan of Texas donuts. Do you know those?
No. What is that?
There's one in Lorton. Texas donuts. They're named that because they have one donut that's giant-sized. Texas-sized, if you will.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
That takes up pretty much like two-thirds of a
interesting.
A
one of the NASA's
where you would put
here?
12 donuts. They're really, really good. I know you're a duck donut
I'm
guy.
A duck donuts guy, yeah.
Love duck donuts. Mm-hmm. So great.
I'm a duck donuts guy.
But I just think Krispy Kreme, I think they get slept on. We forget.
They do.
They're just such
here's
a classic.
Here's what happened. That's what it is. Krispy Kreme's been there. Whenever you want them, they're there. They turn that little light on.
You could go. There's a difference between going to Food Lion or wherever you shop, and there's just a box there that's been there since yesterday morning or whatever. You can get 12. You eat them. They still taste fresh. You're comparing when you go to Texas, or in your case, Duck Donut, like something that was made 2 minutes ago, to the box of Krispy Kreme. Go into a Krispy Kreme when that red light is on. You let me know what you think.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But here's what happens. This is what happens in any industry, in any sort of space. The new thing takes all our attention. Because, again, McDonald's would qualify for this as well. What has McDonald's done for decades? Just slung delicious fries, all-time fries, burgers, lemon chicken sandwich, the whole nine yards, right? Everyone knows how great McDonald's is. But then it's never mentioned because, have you been to the new one? The new, we do these other places. And there's nothing wrong with these new places. They're great. I love it. I love having more and more options for people to eat, as you say. But Krispy Kreme's just so dependable. Just so dependable. Just so solid. Just so good every time. But now, I order from Duck Donuts. I can get the caramel drizzle on top of the raspberry donut. And then I get this cake donut with peanuts. And I get this one with bacon and maple. I'm doing that too.
What about
Krispy Kreme, bro?
What about when they dip the donut right into the vat?
Right into it.
Of whatever the cream's going to be?
Yep.
The first time I went to Duck Donut, which was actually semi-recently, I've eaten them a million times when people have brought them in or whatever, but the first time I ever went into one was over in Woodbridge not long ago. And I couldn't believe that you just watch them dip it right in and pull it right back out. You're just seeing it done.
It's incredible.
They come off the little conveyor belt.
I love them so much. What happens is we'll get them on vacation. We go to the Outer Banks. And everyone else is healthy except for me. And it's like there's 12 of them there. The kids can only eat like a half of one because it's like too sugary or whatever. The in-shape people that combined don't weigh as much as I do will like maybe split one for breakfast on their way to their protein shake. My wife and my mother-in-law have no interest for whatever reason. I'm just sitting there going, you know what goes good with the one that tastes like bacon? One that tastes like caramel. You know what tastes good with caramel? Chocolate. You ever had a double chocolate? This one's vanilla and chocolate. And I've eaten 9 of the 12.
Your move, Wendy's. Duck Donuts on line one.
Yeah, dueling banjos. What are you going to do?
What do you got, Burger King? You on the phone with Astro? What's your donut of choice, BK? Great move. Ladies and gentlemen, McDonald's.
That's a move.
McDonald's and Krispy Kreme.
That is a power move.
All right. Now, that was kind of what put me in a good mood. I want to give you what put me in a bad mood.
Oh.
I'm not going to say this guy's name, but I'm going to tell you that he did not qualify for a great deal that the Nats have offered over the last couple years, and he sued them, and he ruined it for everyone else, it appears. This is from the Washington Post. A millennial sued the Nationals over their young professionals' discount, and it has gone away. So this guy who was born in the early 80s, he's older than I am by a handful of years, is what demographers, who are demographers? Is that demographers?
I don't know. Actually, I've never heard that word before.
The context clues tells me they are the people that tell us what age you
are. Well, they study demographics, but I've never heard of a demographer before. Well, demographer?
I guess they're the people that name the millennials X's versus Z's.
How do you get that job, by the way?
You're a demographer. They're saying he's an elder millennial, okay? When he turned 40 last year, he no longer qualified for a millennial discount at DC's Nationals Park. Now, on opening day of the 2024 season, this was yesterday, this guy is suing the ball club in DC in local court for age discrimination. He and another fan who's almost 60 say that the discounts on tickets, concessions, and merchandise offered to fans ages 21 to 39 are a violation of DC law. We hope that the Nationals will abandon this irrational and unfair policy, he said in a statement. Within an hour, it appears that they did abandon the policy. The promotion, renamed this year the Young Professionals Discount, disappeared from the team website. A Nats spokeswoman declined to comment on the change or on the litigation. The lawsuit will still go forward, said the plaintiff's attorney. 30 and up local league player is the attorney. In addition to a court ruling preventing any similar discounts in the future, the plaintiffs want the Nationals to compensate older fans who paid full price while these promotions were available. So this is what we're talking about here. Navy Yard neighborhood, come on down here. It's a good time, a lot of beers, a lot of bars and restaurants and cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone walking around is like very fit and 23, 24. They're single or you know, young couple, not married yet. They got, you know, French bulldogs and pugs, and they go to Nats games at night because they're here and, you know, they got some disposable income. Well, the Nats basically said, hey, a lot of people in this neighborhood and, heck, in this city are young professionals.
Yeah.
Let's give them a discount to come to games. Here's what it's going to cost the young professional. Just like on JMU Day, you get to a discount for being a JMU Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Or on GMU Day, $5 off if you show your
student ID.
George Mason University ID. I guess if you go to Samford, you should sue. Because this guy, it sounds like he did take advantage of it, but then aged out of it and joined the lawsuit. Sued. And the Nationals now have gotten rid of the policy.
That's great. What a wonderful achievement. That's sarcasm. There's a bar not far from me that does ladies' night. You want to take them on next? You know, like no cover charge on Thursdays or some crap.
It's actually a good point. They have nights like that. They have themed nights.
Yeah.
Are you going to sue them about that too?
This is
what a stupid, stupid thing to care about.
Man, that is aggravating. That is really aggravating. And I understand the Nationals, by the way, just kind of going, all right, we're not dealing with this. We'll just shut it down. Like this isn't worth it. Because here's what baseball's facing, by the way, just existentially. They need young people to be involved in baseball.
Totally.
Play the game. Go to games. Care about the team. The whole nine yards. What better way than to get them in the habit of coming to the ballpark?
So I think right? that's actually part of this, to be honest with you, is they've got to have meetings all the time. Every team, not just the Nationals. Mm-hmm. How do we sustain this as a sport? How do we get more young people? It's not just kids, which they talk about a lot. You know, they've moved the ball club game, the start time, rather, up to 6:40 now. That's for families. That's for kids. They've made the game go by faster. They've literally changed rules that existed for decades and decades to try to combat that. And one of the ways they've been trying to get younger people into games and the people in the neighborhood, my wife's cousin, right? That sounds like one of those three dots connected things. But all of her friends live in this neighborhood. They're like mid to upper 20s, like JMU sorority girls who now work in D.C. They all live down here now. Mm-hmm. They used to live in Arlington. They've all moved to the Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a lot of Nats games. It's just a night where they go eat, they drink, they hang out, they sit at the red porch, they talk to people, they shtick it up, whatever. I'm not saying they wouldn't go without this discount, but it probably doesn't hurt. It's a smart business move.
Of course it is.
It's the right play. And a couple of guys who go, I can't have the fun. No one can. Like, what a stupid, stupid thing to be angry about.
Like, I understand if you've been aggrieved and something's been taken from you. By all means, let's go to court. Let's get restitution. Let's win that back. Because someone else gets something nice. That's very different to me. That man, what a horse's ass.
Kevin's in Centerville wants to jump in on this. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Hey, I can't wait for these guys to sue the Nats over the 12 and under when they have the promotion for, like, a lunchbox. or when the kids get to run the bases on Sunday. And they get to, we want to sue because we want to run the bases too. Those little kids, those little punks don't deserve to run the bases. We need to run. Ass.
I mean, how, thank you for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
How is it different? I'm honestly asking this. Couldn't they then, or might they, sue for 20 and under get the floppy hat? You know, 12 and under get the cape. How is that different?
What do you
than
mean kids eat free? What about 42-year-olds?
Totally.
Yeah.
What is to keep someone from suing? If these guys are able to do it, and God forbid they're successful, which I hope they lose. First, I hope it costs them a lot of money. I hope they sue. I hope it gets dragged out for a long time, and they spend so much money. That's what I really hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hope they lose the fight. But if they win, what is to prevent them next to do that?
Yeah, other nuisance lawsuits.
Here's all my receipts from all the refreshments I've ever gotten, all the concession stands at 93 games at the ballpark, while kids were eating free. I want all my money back. Is that next?
I don't know. Now, I'm sure, you know, a legal scholar will tell you that, you know, when a certain amount of money changes hands or something, that's why this one can go and other ones can't. But it's just the principle of it to me is something that I will never, ever, ever get behind or understand. You know, like senior citizens are eligible for senior discounts. You don't see me over here screaming at the AARP. You know, like it's nonsense. It's nonsense. Like it should be just fine. Like it's fine. You're not affected. In other words, if they were upcharging you because you're 40 or whatever age that you are when you age out of this, that's different. You're 41, 42, 43 years old. Hey, we got a tax for guys that aren't quite millennials or that are Gen X guys. Okay, you just single me out in a negative way. I got some gripes about that. Oh, the teenagers that can't afford it, the 25-year-olds that are barely making rent, the college students that don't have any cash, they get it for $5. That's great. There's no problem there. You know what you could do, and this is crazy. Don't go if you're bothered. Stay at home because the world's too hard for you. Just sit there under a blanket and wait for the end.
Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag next. It's Friday. Normally it's 6, but remember, we're out at 6, so we had to do it a little earlier today. This is your chance to ask us whatever you'd like. It can be sports or non-sports related. A lot of you guys will hit us up on X occasionally at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. And you'll say, hey, I wanted you guys to talk about this. Or you didn't talk enough about this. I wanted to know what you thought about this thing going on. This is why we do the segment. It's the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Nobody's ever done it before in any radio station anywhere ever. And we've come up with it. And it's really popular. We really like it. You're listening to The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. At 4 o'clock and 30 minutes, Beltway Blitz time, we got a pair of Caps tickets we're giving away. If you want to go see them take on Montreal, you better be listening in 30 minutes. And at 5 o'clock, get back into the NFL draft with Tony Pauline. He's a draft expert. We're giving away tickets to opening day.
Here we go.
At Nats Park. They had their opener yesterday. We can pretend like it didn't happen. That's probably what we should do.
Didn't go very well.
It's an extended spring training regular season game.
A buddy of mine texted me. They're like, nothing matters until Monday, right? I'm like, yeah, nothing matters. It's just a tree falling in the woods.
Don't look at the standings.
We got those opening day tickets for what is going to be a holiday of sorts in D.C. on Monday. You can win them at 5 o'clock. Last chance to win them this week. It is time for Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. You steer the conversation. You don't get to complain that we didn't talk about something on the show because you get to ask us whatever you'd like. We could discuss and talk about and answer anything sports or non-sports that you want to hear our opinions on. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Darius has his pitch whistle out. He's been warming up the pipes. Let's get after it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Thank you, Darius.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this thing started. Jimmy's in D.C. with the first question on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, gents. I'm great. I'll get it over with. I need to know, honestly, how annoying is it when rando callers like me call in and they start the call by saying, hey, guys, like, how are you? Like, how are you guys doing? And, like, actually want that response from you, because I'll just tell you, honestly, as a listener, I find it very annoying.
Interesting.
I hate it.
That's a great question, by the way. I don't mind it as much as a lot of hosts do, because I've as a former caller into, you know, sports radio stations, I understand when that little bell hits, you kind of have this amped up feeling, and you want to get all your points in and
nerves.
You do what you would do every time you've ever spoken to anybody. All the time, you default to that. Like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Like, if I hadn't seen you since in 3 days, I go, hey, what's up, man? Before we started like getting down to business. It's a normal human reaction.
In a perfect world, no one would ever exchange the pleasantries and they would just get right to it. Because people sometimes think like, oh, you guys were short with that caller. Or you're being a jerk or something. And if I'm being very honest, it's not my goal. That's not how I would act out and about at a bar. If I'm just talking, I'll let you talk for 20 minutes and won't cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something here. You know, this is show business in a lot of ways. Like, we're trying to keep people's attention, not have them go somewhere else, trying to keep the train on the track. So it's just a different thing. There's a pace to this.
Yeah.
If someone is not speaking quickly or making points or whatever, like, everything is about how it is heard by the people listening. And we're thinking about that ideally every minute, every second. So I get the question. I actually don't take issue with it. Here's the one that annoys me. I'll give you one that definitely grates on grinds my gears
there.
Is when we go to a caller and they could say, GP, Danny, how y'all doing? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. And then they go, it's Darius in Landover. I just covered that part. When I went to you, I said, let's go to Darius in Landover. And then they go, this is Darius in Landover. What's your point, Darius?
Oh, I see.
People will do that sometimes. And again, I get that there's some nerves or there's some awkwardness. You don't know what to do. Where do I put my hands? So I try to be cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just being honest with people. I'm leveling with you. That's the one that ricks me.
Well,
is Keith's in Winchester. Hey, guys,
hey,
it's
this
Keith
is Keith in
Winchester. And so if you notice, I'll always do the bit where I keep asking, are you or where are you from? We've covered that for you. We got that. This is not Elliot in the Morning. Elliot's my guy. He's a Caps fan. I see him occasionally over at Cap One Arena. But he does the bit where he never screens calls, or I don't know what the process is.
Hello, who's this?
But he goes,
let's go to Diane for some news.
He brings on the caller, and they introduce themselves. That's their policy. That's not how we've done it, or this station does it, and never has. So there's no reason to ever say who you are and where you're from again a second time. That's my little one.
Here's the one that grinds my gears.
Okay.
We had a topic earlier today, for example. Who do you want at number two? Jaden Daniels or Drake May, for the sake of argument? I think what the team should do is trade back, and the most important thing that they did this offseason was hire Dan Quinn. What's the topic? You're calling in for a topic. when somebody's got a few minutes to themselves, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. It seriously matters. It's flattering. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's a privilege. But they want to do their own show. They want to do their own little 90-second show that they get. They're now on the radio doing they're just unloading their sports view clip.
Right.
We're doing a topic, not the show just for you, respectfully. We're doing it for a lot of people that are tuning in, and we carefully cultivate.
Pivot to the thing I want to talk about.
We carefully cultivate topics and decide on things to try to make as many people interested as possible. And dude calls in and goes, here's my topic. Here's my thing. Here's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough for me.
I get you.
That one's tough for me.
Danny, it's time to keep walking down the path. I picture this as like a bunny hopping down the trail.
We're just walking. Just
walking along. It's Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Keith in Winchester, what's good?
Hi. Thank you. I just want to piggyback a little bit on that last caller. I remember, God, a long time ago when the late Coach Thompson had his show, and one time he said to – I think Al Galdi and B. Mitch was on the show with him. He said, guys, are you okay? And they said, yeah, we're okay. And he said, I'm okay. He said, the next person calls and asks how I'm doing, I'm hanging up on them.
That's a great line.
I just thought that was great.
That's good.
what I was asking about, you know, I wanted to ask a question about it. I worry based on, you know, many people like the person complaining about the younger people getting discounted tickets at a Nats game. I'm worried about some nutcase coming out and saying, oh, $500 million is too much to give to a sports arena to refurbish it when, you know, they don't recognize that was primarily built by Abe Poland's own money. And, so I'm worried about, you know, have you heard any inklings of something like that happening?
I mean, I'm sure there are people that are angry that Ted Leontis is getting $500 million. Quite sure that that's the case. It's happening. I mean, that's how they kept him in D.C. That's why he broke off any kind of further planning that he might have been doing in the future in Virginia or Maryland. They kept the money on the table because they needed the teams as much or more than the teams needed them. And Merrill Bowser knew and D.C. knew. 400,000 people went to Capital One Arena this month. Now, that was a particularly special month, but the point is too much business, too many people, too many spectators and folks that are spending money in the neighborhood around there. It's kind of the only path to saving not only that neighborhood, but I'd say that surrounding area to an extent as well.
And I don't know what kind of standing folks would have. I mean, I'm sure like, you know, citizen watchdog groups that don't want any dollars spent on anything other than, you know, a few select projects or otherwise might gripe about it, but I don't know that, you know, they'd be really capable of winning a lawsuit there. But that, you know, that not necessarily winning lawsuits hasn't stopped people from suing. So you certainly hope not.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Jason's in Richmond on Greg and Dave. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, you know what? I listen to the guys all the time. First of all, I love that guy that's singing.
We do too.
You know, we talk about the Commanders and Nationals and everybody else, but we got to give the Defenders some love because they did really well last year. As a matter of fact, I went to a couple games and they were like sold out.
Dude, it's a blast.
Beer snakes and everything else. Man, I had a good time. Matter of fact, I got a hold of one of the beer snakes and somebody had to take me home. Anyway.
I don't blame you on that. By the way, just so you know, Jordan Ta'amu, the quarterback of the Defenders, is going to be on the show coming up in about 20 minutes on the Beltway Blitz. So make sure you're listening at that time because we'll talk to their starting quarterback who was the league MVP in the XFL last year. The Defenders kick off their season, for people that don't know. There's a noon game this weekend on Sunday afternoon on ESPN. They're playing against San Antonio. So it's two XFL teams. The way that the new league works, the UFL, they took the USFL, four teams, the XFL, best four teams. They kept them for an eight-team league now, the United Football League. And the two divisions, which I think are cooler, XFL versus USFL. So they're playing the first couple of weeks a couple of their rivals from the XFL, including the team that knocked them out in the championship game last year with some unfinished business. But we'll have Tamu coming up top of the hour. They added a handful of players, too, that you'll remember that played in the National Football League. Remember Kiki Cootie? He's on the team now. The Texans
former Texan
receiver?
Yeah.
I mean, he was, like, legit good in the NFL. But they've added some real legit NFL talent. This should be the most talented spring league ever just because – you literally took half.
There's no
of each
splitting,
and took them away and kept the best, so to speak. But I'm excited to see it this weekend.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? Is, you know, having rival spring leagues didn't seem sustainable to me. Trying to, you know, go moonshot style with the best of the best to try to get it sustainable, that seems to be the right path.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Mark in D.C., what do you got?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Just want to say, big fan of the show. And because of that, I love listening to you guys. I'm not a homer. I'm not a huge fan of any local teams, big sports fan. But I could listen to you guys all day talk about anything and any sport.
Well, you're a sweetheart.
Look at this guy. Get his information.
The gift basket's en route, buddy.
Send him an edible arrangement.
To my question, what are your dreams? If you could take your show to another level, if you could take it, like, I would watch you guys on PTI all day. I'm so sick of Kornheiser. But if I could listen to you guys or watch you guys on TV, what would be? Sky's the limit. What are you guys doing?
Tony should have come up with the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Maybe you wouldn't have to worry about the disdain.
Right?
I actually love PTI so much. I was just thinking about this. In fact, I was talking to someone about this at Rudy's. I watched PTI two nights ago, and I'm like, this show has aged like wine. It's just the same show.
And it's still good.
30 years ago, and I love it so much. It's outstanding. Your boy's dream would be to call play-by-play. That's what I want to do at the network level. Probably radio more than TV. Radio play-by-play is just more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I want to do is call football, baseball, something like that. He sounds like he's talking about the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, and maybe I'm lazy. I don't really have made you and I sitting here for a while longer and not getting fired would be good for me.
Yeah. Aim high. No, but in all sincerity, what else could we do with it? Like, I'd love to have like a TV component or like a multimedia component as well.
Yeah. We're like 2 years behind on having cameras in this studio so that we could just put out like a social clip every now and then when we say something interesting.
Let's not get crazy.
So that would be my next big goal, would be that in some way, we don't need to be live on television, but just the ability to have some type of video to go along with the show, which I think most stations in the country have been doing now here recently, and it's working.
Yeah, so I'd love to have that at a minimum, but I'm talking like big lofty goals, like down the line. I think this could be a TV show. Like I would.
Whoa.
Like having, whether it's it's the best of. That's done for 30 minutes, because I don't know if anybody wants to sit through 4.5 hours of you and me yakking with each other.
I bet
but,
they
like,
don't.
Condensed into 30 minutes, whether it's the best bits of the day, something to that effect, I think would be a lot of fun. I would love something like that to happen one day.
I learned something about my co-host today, yeah. Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Because I don't think about it, because I'm not a down-the-line, what-do-I-want-to-do guy. I'm like, what's the next thing? Where do I put my next step? Where's, you know, my feet, one foot in front of the other? So I was actually thinking about that while you were talking. I was like, you know what? I would love something like that.
Darius, I'd love to hear... I think it's called One Foot, but the fun song about putting one foot in front of the other in honor of Danny Ruye. Coming back into the next segment, if we could work that out. G&D on the Fan, we are giving away tickets to see the Capitals at the top of the hour ahead of the Blitz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a benches clearing situation on the second day of the Major League Baseball season. Baseball is back. And this is not a hit-by-pitch situation. This is base running.
Rhys Hoskins, longtime Philly, playing against the Mets. Got a little history with the Mets,
By the way, a lot of Nats fans thought the Nats were going to sign him. Oh, you silly.
Isn't that adorable?
It costs money to get Rhys Hoskins.
Isn't that cute?
You think he was going to, for peanuts? So you know, that's a late slide.
Yeah, he slides late, goes through the bag. Not quite a roadblock, but gets a little bit high. I think it's unintentional, but it's a late slide.
Well, he takes out McNeil basically at his knee.
Yeah.
And is he hurt? Why is he laying that weird?
No.
So he basically slides and is laying on the bag.
So he's, because McNeil drops the ball. And so he's not sure if he's safe or out and he's waiting, but McNeil's already chirping him and bench is clear because of it.
Hoskins knew he messed up because you could tell he doesn't look up at him. He's yelling and cursing at him and he doesn't say anything back. I think Hoskins knew.
Yeah. I mean, it's a late slide. It's past the bag, right? So it's, you know, old school what I grew up with, to take outside of second base.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The world's different now.
You were playing at G-Dub, or I was watching the Birds,
oh, yeah,
you know, on opening day in 2003. That just called breaking up a play at second base.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they'll get you in trouble.
You can't do it. Yeah, so nobody's happy about it. Everyone's yelling at each other. Bench is cleared. I love it.
Let's figure out how we are winning off the field right now. We do this each and every Friday thanks to our friend Goose Allen. We honor his legacy.
Oh, Goose.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So it's something small, trivial, minute, tiny, that nobody else would care about, but we welcome it here in this platform at 800-636-1067. The wife and my kids went to my mother-in-law's last night, so I was home by myself. And it got to the point where I was like, I need something to eat. What am I going to do? Because usually that's like handled, like the adult in our relationship, like thinks about it, solves it, makes it, either orders it or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm by myself. I have to figure out what I'm going to eat. I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't figure it out. We had a gift card to a little local Indian restaurant last night. I totally forgot about it, but I was rummaging through it, just doing the thing where I open up doors. And I go, that's what I'll do. It made the decision for me. And we had a gift card already. Therefore, I was. Bruce?
Winning off the field.
Hey, buddy.
Your boy's in the win column because I'm going to have a brand new amazing t-shirt to wear to opening day this year. A navy blue. I'm such a big fan of that Nats navy blue.
It's a good navy.
The navy blue Nats tee that says Cruise Wood 24. This is the group I'm voting for in 24. It's Dylan Cruz and James Wood. Everyone else can finish in second. But we've got a brand new Nats line that is dropping just in time for the baseball season. 106.7 The Fan's merch shop. New gear available for you. So these are the officially licensed Nats theme merch. We're looking at a t-shirt that you have coming that says, we've got Wood. That's James Wood we're referencing.
Self-explanatory. I don't know why it needs any clarification.
Cruz Missile, based on Dylan Cruz's soon arrival at Nats Park. It's coming very soon. And Cruz Wood 24, that is the campaign shirt in navy blue that your boy likes. You can get them in red, navy blue. I think there's a white shirt
it
in there as well.
It is handsome.
The whole collection is available that we're doing in conjunction with Breaking Tea. Also, we are going to be giving some of these shirts away. If you want to be winning off the field, we'll be giving some of these away at the Green Turtle in the Navy Yard on Monday. So for your chance to win one of these free t-shirts, you got to come by. B. Mitch and Finley are going to be there from 10 to 2 on Monday ahead of opening day. You and I are going to be broadcasting from the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys will be at the Green Turtle for 4 hours. So, number one, you get to go meet a Hall of Famer and hang out with B. Mitch and JP, who's like the busiest man in the world. Every time I hear that guy, he's in a different state. I texted him the other day. I'm like, dude, you were in Orlando and you're on the air right now. One time he was in Phoenix on a Sunday night for Commander stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was on the air at 10 a.m. somehow.
And then also did like an NBC4 hit,
right,
you know, that like was on his way to do like his Commander Stock podcast. Guy works.
Come out to the Green Turtle in the Navy Yard. If you want one of those tees, you can win off the field with us and get yourself a tee.
Winning off the field.
Rich is an only. What's up, Rich?
Richard.
Happy Easter weekend, boys.
How about it?
Thank you, pal.
Quick little piggyback on the Krispy Kreme McDonald's. What if they had Krispy Kreme French fries? Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wait, anyway, hold on. I can't move on. What do you mean? Walk me through that.
Yeah, I don't know about those.
If they cut the bread and make the donuts into a French fry style and then deep fry them like that and then drizzle that on top of the French fries.
I think they got to try that. Like for the kickoff day, whenever it is, that should be on the menu that day. Krispy Kreme French fries.
Rich, first of all, I don't want to just blow past that. I feel like that's genius. Did you come up with that?
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting to pick up my kids, and I just kind of thought about it.
Write that down. Talk to a patent person or something. Sell it. That's genius.
Should go do on. That immediately.
Yeah, go on.
So the dads in my neighborhood, we do the Easter egg hunt. So calls us over. We're going to fill 500 eggs with candy. All of a sudden, all the kids take over the entire project. So the dads just sit there and watch the NCAA tournament and oversee child labor. Therefore, we are.
Winning off the field.
It's not too shabby.
I love it.
There's probably alcohol involved. Somebody was having some bourbon on.
Someone might have had an adult beverage.
Watching a little college hoops. How was it, hon? Did you guys get all the eggs filled?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, sure did.
You don't have to tell them any more than that.
We did a great job.
Beltway Blitz is next, and we got that pair of Caps tickets for you right here on The Fan.
Winning off the field.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.